We began yesterday, towards the end of our discussion, to learn the sugya of lach balach, which means that the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, which we know applies to a case of a tarobes of yavesh balach, lach b'yavesh, does it apply in the case of a tarobes of lach balach? And that's going to be a major controversy in the Rishonim. Let's start with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And there's going to be a machlokes about Rabbeinu Tam himself, what exactly Rabbeinu Tam held. Tosis and Chulin on Daf Kufam and Aleph assumes that Hanan, Chatich Nas Level, applies even in the Tarovis of Lach Balach. And in that context, with that assumption, Rabbeinu Tam has a problem with the sugya in Zvachim. Because the sugya in Zvachim speaks about a mixture of Yayin Nesech into Yayin Heter, which is a taroves of Lach Balach. And the sugya assumes that in such a case we do not apply the principle of Chaticha Nases Nevela. So that Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to come up with some justification for this sugya, the premise that underlies this sugya in Zvachim, that we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nases Nevela in a mixture of Yayin B'Yayin. And one possible way of justifying that sugya in Zvachim is with the Shitas Aravid, that we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nas Nevela in a case of a Tarovis of Lach Balach, and Yayin B'Yayin clearly is a case of Lach Balach. There's no Chaticha Nas Nevela. Rabbeinu Tam is not going to go that way, that path. He assumes that Chaticha Nas Nevela applies even to a Tarovis of Lach Balach. And we'll see that the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches is almost an explicit proof to that principle of Rabbeinu Tam. And he's going to have to reinterpret the Gemara in Zvachim. So if you want to just quickly, again, we're not going to go through the whole Tosis. It's one of the longest Tosis in around. But if you open up the Daf Kuf, which is a Tosis that begins on Amid Aleph but continues on Amid Beis, so we want to look on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, and you'll see approximately 12 lines down, I'm just guessing from the top of Kuf Amid Beis in Tosfos, it says Yesh Lomer Dahi Deshari Vavod Zora Afilu Mayan Yispar Efshel Soto Mutter. And basically what we see here in Rabbeinu Tam is that there are two opinions about Chaticha Nasis Nevela. According to the opinion that Chaticha Nasis Nevela applies, we have to apply it even to the case of Yayin B'Yayin. That was not an issue. But there is one man, the Yomer, who holds Efshe Softa Mutter, that we don't apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. It's not an irreversible Iser, which means that we can be matter even the chaticha itself when that chaticha falls into a second tarovis and the shishim against the tam bolua in that chaticha. We don't apply the principle of chanan. That's called efshel soto osu. The man di omar in avodah zorah, he holds efshel soto mutter. That's not the way the Raivan understood it. The Raivan understood that Enochinami were holding Chaticha Nasis Nevela, but the exception to the rule is Lach Balach. If we want to know where the Raivan got it from, we turn to Daf Kuf Ches in the Sugya of Rav, and the Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says that Where is it? Just one second. Oh, the Savar Rav, which would be four lines up before the end of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. How can we possibly matir this taroves and be matter all of the chalav, if you hold efshel sokto is asur? How could Rav say chalav mutar? In any event, the Gemara assumes that the principle of chaticha nasas nevela should apply in this case, and it's chalav b'chalav, which is min b'mino, and there's no bittel. Now, chalav b'chalav is clearly a taromis of lach b'lach, and yet the Gemara wants to suggest that that it's mutter, right? A chol of mutter. So what happened to chaticha nasis nevela? So the answer could be that in lach b'lach there's no chaticha nasis nevela. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara seems to apply chaticha nasis nevela to lach b'lach, because the Gemara doesn't understand how Rav could have been mater chol of. And the Gemara's final answer is that Hachamai Eskinan Kigon Shenafal Esok Yororo Sachas Yedvivla Bola Miflat Lo Polis. Okay, fine, so whatever that Ukimta is, we'd have to review it, and it's always a good idea to review it, but the premise that underlies this sugya is that Chaticha Nasa Nevela applies even to lach b'lach, which is against the right. Now, at this point, we have the Rashba, which Rav Soloveitchik, you'll see on the next page, he quotes it in the name of the Shach. You see the second, right, the third line down from the top. We know it in the name of the Rashba before the Shach. They're not denying that the Shach agrees with the Rashba. And that you'll see on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Beis, which is from the Moreshes Moshe. You see, Jeff, these pages over here?
Yeah.
Where it says on top Moreshes Moshe. Yeah. See if you can find a page that says Kuf Lamed Beis. On the bottom right, he quotes a Rashba. So the Rashba says that this sugya that we're looking at on Kufches, going on to Kufches Amud Beis, is discussing a case of basar b'chalav, right? So the milk that was absorbed into the meat now goes out and is mixed with the other milk. And now we're applying chaticha nasas nevela to this taroves of lach b'lach. Says the Rashba, that's because basar b'chalav shiny. The din of chaticha nasas nevela is because after the cooking of meat and milk, kol echad hu gufa isur, we no longer differentiate between the basar and the chalav. That's the nature of the isur basar b'chalav. The Ravid, who says that in lach b'lach we don't apply the principle of chanan, he's talking about shari surim. Let's say if you had a mixture of nevela or whatever the iser might be, if you have a mixture of lach b'lach, we're not going to apply the principle of chaticha nasas nevela, because chaticha nasas nevela in shari surim is a whole new entity. It's a whole new principle, and it applies during certain situations. There are limitations where it doesn't apply, and according to the Ravid, the limitation is lach b'lach. In lach b'lach, we're not going to apply chaticha nasas nevela. That's as far as shari surim is concerned. But in basar b'chalav, there's no difference between the basar and the chalav. Once they cook together, each one becomes an iser unto itself. And therefore, we're going to apply the principle of chanan. He says here that Harashba Hevi b'shem arayvid delo amrinan chaticha nas nevela heches and isariv ha'iser lach b'lach. So finally, at the end of the day, just to summarize, we have a machlokes. Do we apply chaticha nas nevela to lach b'lach? The Rabbeinu Tam says yes, and the Ravid says no. What are they arguing about? V'nir levar bazeh dehadi amrina bechulin kevon shenasan tam bechaticha chaticha atzma nasis nevela. And that's the girsa that we have. Chaticha atzma Nases Nevela. He has in a footnote here in the Masifta, just for your own knowledge, that in the Sifrei HaMefarshim, Haklal Muzkar Beloshon Chaticha Nases Nevela. In other words, they dropped the word Atzma. But in the Gemara itself, it says Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela, and Rav Salvechik is going to make a big deal about that extra word Atzma. Uma sheyesh ledayek delo amrina Chaticha Nasis Nevela ela bi Atzma shel Chaticha. Now again, if you read this to me and stopped here, I'd have no clue what you're trying to convey to me. That chaticha nas nevela only applies to the atzma shel chaticha. Well, what do you mean by adding the word atzma? So again, at this level, without even understanding the deeper meaning here and the why and answering the question, but all we have is a diuk, which is a mathematical diuk, and it says here in the Gemara that chaticha atzma nasis nevela, meaning it's only when you could say about the atzma shel chaticha that it became nevela. Then we say chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, now what's atzma shel chaticha? He says the Ravid understands that atzma shel chaticha means chatichas haheter Shechzika es ha'isur v'garmo l'taruvos ha'shnir. So you want to emphasize the word garma here. And what he's saying is that you have three different chatichos, so to speak. You have the chaticha shel isur, and then you have the chaticha shel heter that received in the first cooking the tam ha'isur. Now when you cook that chaticha, it is the goreim of the second taromes, because the original isur is gone, it's out of the picture. What we're left with is the heter that received the tam from the chaticha asura, from the chetzed isura. Now that chaticha, we'll call it the middle chaticha, becomes the conduit to generate the second taromes. And it, in a sense, it's conveying to the second taromes some sort of iser, some sort of tam iser. And here we call it the atzma shel chaticha, because it's the goreim for the second taromes. Now, in order to say that this chaticha is the atzma shel chaticha, and it itself is asur, and now it's going to be goreim the second taromes, what we have to assume is that somehow there was a blias tam into this be'en, into this chaticha. That be'en, once it's absorbed in the chaticha, in the first bishul, makes that chaticha into an atzma shel chaticha. this reminds me, we once discussed in a different shir of Rav Soloveitchik that there are two parts to the chaticha. There's the be'en of the chaticha, and then there's the blia of the chaticha, the tam habaluch. Rav Soloveitchik is saying that now the tam, once it penetrates into the chaticha, it makes the chaticha as a be'en into a chaticha di sura. Be'en meaning not that it's carrying a tam in it, but in and of itself the basar becomes asur. That's called atzma. And that's the basis for chaticha nasis nevela. So unless you could say that there was a tam that was nivla in the chaticha, which now makes the chaticha atzma hagoremes es hataruvas hashni, if you can't say that, then you don't have chanan. So let's take, for example, a mixture of yavish b'yavish. If they're both dry, there's no nesinas tam. So if the piece that was heta became asur, now falls into a second taroves, there's no rhyme or reason to say chaticha nasis nevela, because chaticha nasis nevela means chaticha atzma nasis nevela. And atzma means that there was a nesinas tam in which there was a platas tam that was nivla in that piece of basar. But in the case of yavesh, where's the nivla that makes the chaticha atzma into the gorem of the tarovis? Inami, what about a tarovis of lach balach? So here's the punchline. Shakol nivlal umispashet bishava. He wants to suggest here, and this is going to reveal to us somehow the light of at the end of the Ravitz tunnel, you know, why there's no chanan in the case of lach balach, is because you could talk about a piece of basar that's holding on to, or it houses, because it absorbed a tam of Iser. And then you can talk about that chaticha becoming a be'en of Iser and chaticha atzma nasas nevel. In liquids, you can't say such a thing. You cannot pinpoint a certain area and say, well, I know that the tam was I don't know if I can use this word, that you can't say the tam infiltrated or penetrated into the be'en, because in the case of two liquids, whatever enters is distributed throughout. It becomes one entity. The two lachs, you know, form one big lach, if you will. Don't laugh at me, you know, lachzach nisht. But what I mean to say is that it's nivlal. Nivlal means it's all absorbed. Umispashet b'shava. So again, when can I bridge the gap and say chaticha nasis nevela? That's only when I have a be'en, and that be'en houses a tam of isur. And now, as a be'en, it becomes nevela, becomes us. But to the exclusion of two cases, number one is yavesh, and number two is lach balach. Yavesh be yavesh for sure. There's no nesinas tam into the chaticha that could be considered atzma shel nevela. In the case of lach balach, it's somewhat more complicated, more abstract. And what we're saying is, lo mistabra lo medechashiv kilu heter harishon hichzik es ha'isur v'hovil oso l'tarovas hashniya. Again, the language is very abstract. What does he mean? That you cannot suggest that the heter harishon hichzik es ha'isur. Can anybody explain that to me? lo mistaver lomar techoshiv ki ilu heter rishon hichzik esa isur. Maybe what he means is that on a deraisa level there'll be bitul berov. Why don't we say tam ki ikar if there's nesinas tam? Anyway, let's just right now accept it as axiomatic. In the case of lach balach, there's no atzma shalchaticha goremes taromes. Why? Because what do you mean by atzma? Where's the be'en of atzma? It's all lach balach. Everything is uniformly mixed together to form one entity. So you can't say that the heter is holding on to the isur. It's just a new combination, a new entity called nivlal umispashet b'shav. He says v'im kein im nafal heter rishon halach habalua me isur l'toch heter acher. What is he saying now? If the heter rishon is lach, if shalom she heter rishon goram l'taroves hashnir. Nofal, let me just read it one more time. Nofal heter rishon halach abalua bi isur toch heter acher yesh shalom she heter rishon goram litaroves hashnir. Fellas, you're very quiet here. I don't know. You're not able to help me out here. I need a little bit of siyata de chavraya here. You can't say that the heter rishon goram. I don't get it. Isn't it true that the heter rishon is transmitting the tam, albeit in the form of lach, into the taromos hashnir? Where he's saying there's no goram. You know, you can't pinpoint a goram and say that the heter rishon, in the case of a be'en of a piece of meat, then we could say that piece of meat is the goreim of the taroves hashniyah, and that's called chaticha naseis nevela. But in the case of lach, you cannot say the goreim and the movil. I know the only thing that comes to my mind is that, you know, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam HaRishon Ayeka, so we're going to say to this Heter HaRishon Ayeka, where is the Isur? In the case of a Chatichas Basar, we could say that there's a Tav of Isur in the Basar, somewhere it's in the Basar, so that Tav of Isur in the Basar asks the entire bus and it becomes atzma shel nevel. For in the case of lach, we cannot answer the question ayeko. We cannot pinpoint or we cannot even imagine that there's an iser somewhere concentrated in a specific area, a specific location in the heter rishon. Why? Because the iser is somehow spread.
It doesn't have a place.
Right. In other words, when you have a be'en, a physical object like a solid object, I should say, like basa, then you can say that the tam is trapped somewhere. You know what I mean? We don't know exactly where, maybe, but it's trapped in the basa, and that makes the basa into atzma shel nevela, and it's the chaticha atzma that's goremes the taroves hashnir. But in the case of lach balach, where we have what's called ispashtus b'shaveh, there's no way you could say that there's a pinpointed, designated area where the iser can be found in the lach. It's nivlal. It's completely bolul. And therefore the lach, when it gets mixed up in the second tarovis, we're not going to apply the principle of chaticha nas nevel, because we don't have atzma shel chaticha. El yosen nira lomar de chashiv kilu nafal ha'isur bi'en yashar letoch heter ha'sheni. Wow. Now, as we see it as a domino theory, A into B and B into C. No, it's directly from A into C. It's as if that whatever fell into this lach and made it asur, that itself falls into the second tarobis. Right, because now we have a direct relationship between the second taroves and the original isur. So all we need is shishim against the original isur. So that it's not that the heter that received the tam is now transmitting that tam that's within itself, but rather it's only a connector that connects the second tarovus with the original isur. Hence we can apply the principle of batal b'shisha. All that is the shita of the Ravid. Atosa meidach atosa sovrim the atzma shel chaticha pirush hachaticha sheyesh bo tam isur. Not this concept of hechzika as ha isur v'goremes l'tarovus hashni, but rather yesh bo tam isur. Very abstract. V'af b'tarovus lach b'lach yesh tam isur b'tocha heter. So again, there is a tam there in the heter, although it's not atzma. It's not what you'd call, you know, nikar bimkomo, such that we could say it's gorim the second tarovus, but rather it is simply a conduit, so to speak. It connects. One second. That the atzmach shachatir means nothing more than carrying the tam. It's a carrier. It's a transmitter, and that applies even to lach b'lach. Kein shafir shayach lomar sha'oso heter alach nasa nevela. See, they shishim against the heter rishon, because the principle of chaticha nasas nevela applies as a result of yesh batam isur. V'ayin b'shach shekosav demi olam lo niskaven arayved l'chadish, when the Ravid limited chaticha nasas nevela and he put lach b'lach outside the pale of chaticha nasas nevela, he only was referring to shari surim and not basa b'chola. That's what we saw in the Moreshes Moshe, the name of the Rashba, but he said, has it in the name of the Shach. Menir levar, da Shach haven da hainu taimo mishum de dafka gavi shari sur shayach lomer de ikar din chanan hu shetzarach l'shar shishim af kineged chatich zahente shegoremes l'tarubas hashniyah. Do l'gavi shari surim lekenach gemina b'hach dina de chanan el le'inyan shiur bitol b'tarovas hashniyah. Mashen ki b'bos b'cholav di ikar nach gemina b'etzem tarovas b'os b'chol v'inyan malkus. De sagi b'achilas k'zayis mishneyam k'dei l'schayev malkus im kein mistaber the atzma shel chaticha legavi basa b'chol pirush osa chaticha sheyesh bo tam basar o tam chol. So in other words, we have two different definitions of Hanan according to the Shach's understanding of the Ravli. And it all depends upon how you define Atzma Shel Chaticha. In Basma Chol, Atzma Shel Chaticha means Tam. It means that it's a Chaticha Sheish Ba Tam Isur. That should apply even to the case of Lach Balach. Masha Enken in Shari Surim, the definition of Atzma Shel Chaticha is not Tam, but rather it's the Be'en. Because once there's Be'en, then we could say that it is causing the second Tarobas. And we're going to require Shishim against the entire Be'en. No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That's only in the case of Yavish. That's what I meant to say. In the case of Lach, we don't have that definition of Atzma Shel Chaticha, which means the Tam Be'en that we said was Nika Rimkomo, and that, you know, that causes the second Tarobes, that we only have in a case of Yovich. But in a case of Lach, we don't have that level of Atzma Shel Chaticha that could allow us to apply Hanan. You'll ask me if so, why does Hanan apply in Lach Balach in the case of Basa B'Cholov? And the answer is because in Basa B'Cholov, the Atzma Shel Chaticha is the Tam. And what did the Torah prohibit? The Torah prohibits when you have a mixture of Basar and Cholov. You might even have a Chatzi Zayas of Basar and Yechai Malkas because you ate a Kezayas between the Basar and the Cholov together. The volume here is, you know, is the weight of the basar together with the chalav. So it doesn't bother me if there's less than a kezayis of either one of them, basar or chalav. Tisagi b'achilas kezayis mishneim kidei l'schayev malchus. So it's the tarovus itself that really generates the isur basar b'cholav, which means that the basar is carrying the tam of the cholav, and vice versa, the cholav is carrying the tam of the basar. Izim kame istabra di atzma shel chaticha gabi basar b'cholav pirush osa chaticha sheish ba tam basar or tam cholav, and it's irrelevant whether it's yovesh or lach. But that's only as far as Basa B'Cholav is concerned. Okay. Now he has a piece called Hanan B'Isur Dovuk. And he quotes a Shach, named Levush, which is interesting. The Shach is not that much after the Levush. She'im Chatach Snon B'Sakin Shel Avod Zora, this is, I think your wife had a case like this, right? But she was with Milchiks and Fleishiks, but here was a Sakin Shal Avod Zora, and he cuts onions or radishes. Is the Shach writes in the name of Levush is Nasa Nevela, Bitzach Shishim Keneged Kolatz Non. Right, when he takes this radish and he cooks it, he's going to need shishim against the entire radish because he cut the radish with a sakin shel tznon. Shel avod zara. Is v'tomalav hashach. The keva derak kedei netila nasis nevela. Tizgei leva shishim kedegin makama netila. Right, if you cut a dover charif with a sakin, so you have the sharpness of the knife together with the sharpness of the food, so then you need kedei netila. Why are you requiring shishim against the entire tznon? And the Shach says ein lo mashin is kamin alavush the mashakosav amaram marami lublin b'tshuva diafagav demitchila rak mokom anetila nasa nevela mikomakom miyad kishenosno v'tavshil nasa kolat snon levelo mishum dahavi also mokum etilo osu davuk. So we have a new concept here in the Maram Milublin called an Isa Davuk, which means that at the beginning you only needed Netila in a certain place, but that Netila now becomes Nevela, and immediately when he puts it into a Tavshil, we have what's called an Isa Davuk, in which case the entire Tznon becomes Nevela. He says, Ze eino, that's not true. The keva di ein makom anetila osur mitzad atzma. In other words, you don't say nevela on something that's not osur mitzad atzma. The makom netila is not osur mitzad atzma. It's kind of like a spreading of the ta, but it's not a real, an iser, a chefzu di sura. It's not nivdal nikar bimkomo. So all you need is kedei netila. It doesn't make sense to call it an isa davuk. So we have this new concept called an isa davuk, and he's arguing that isa davuk concept has no application to the case where you cut a tznon with a trefa knife. Hare desvile la shach, the law mean chanan.